Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are listening to Manga Sensei.
Yo, everybody, welcome back to the Manga Sensei podcast. Today, we're finally jumping back into what we've been kind of going over a little bit before, now that we've gone over Kashira, Kana, and Kane, and we're going back into some verbs. I know it's been a hot second because we've been talking about particles for a hot second. I mean, really, we've been going over yo and na and ne and ka and kashira and all these different things. Today, we're going to be going over a verb, which is hajimeru. Hajimeru is the verb meaning to start. But why are we talking about that today? Why are we talking about this particular verb? Why are we talking about a whole bunch of other verbs? Like we've talked about iku in the past, which is actual movement, like aruite iku, hashite iku, hashite kuru, and etc. How is hajimeru unique amongst all the other verbs that we'll talk about? Well, it's unique in of how we use it with other verbs. What do I mean by that? In Japanese, we have a number of different bases. Remember, we have base 1, base 2, base 3, and so on. We also have base te and base ta. Base ta is used for past tense. Base 2 is used for making it a noun or putting it with mas. In this particular case, we're going to be talking about base te, which is the connection or the soft command. Base te, if used alone, is usually a soft command or implies an and. However, if used with another verb, as we've spoken about in short, we can combine two verbs together, making it a compound verb. That's what we're going to be doing today with te hajimeru. So base te plus hajimeru at the end. So we're going to usually apply this with hajimemasu, okay? Hajimeru becomes hajime, hajimemasu, hajimemashita, hajimemasen deshita, toke. So, toka plus okay became toke, became watch. Who knew? Okay, so... with this particular verb, if we want to, for example, start studying, what would we do? We would say something along the lines of, boku wa nihongo wo, I, Japanese, oh, that's the thing we're studying, is the direct object, benkyo suru, I study Japanese, benkyo shimasu. Well, we can now take that with base te and add hajimaru on the end. Benkyo shite hajimatta. Benkyo shite hajimemasu. That here is going to change our verb to start verbing. So, 勉強して始める。勉強して始めた。 I started studying Japanese. Now, you've heard me now say 始まった and 始めた. This is the difference between a transitive and intransitive verb, which we'll be talking about later. But today we're talking about base te 始める. Don't worry. The intransitive versus transitive episode is down the pipeline. And I've already talked about it once this podcast. So if needs to, you can go and check that episode out. But for where we're at, that's not necessary that we know the difference between the two. So in this particular case, we're going to use hajimeru, okay? So, 勉強して始めた。始めました。 So we started studying. We can use with other verbs as well, not just suru verbs. So if we want to say 約束する、約束した、約束して、約束して始めた。 I started to make a promise. I did start making a promise, but we can start doing other verbs as well. So if we wanted to say, I started learning, narau, manabu, both of these are to learn. Manabu is a general learn and narau is more of a learned skill. So if I want to say I started learning Japanese and I instead of studying, if you, nihongo wo naratte, narau plus base te, naratte, chitsai tsu, right? Small tsu, te, naratte, hajimeta. I started learning Japanese. So if we take this with manabu, becomes manande, naratte. Just go over our base te verbs, combining it. Now, when we do this, when we use base te to combine two different verbs, make them a compound verb, It's the verb that comes second that is the main verb. So I began to study. If you were to try to directly translate things from Japanese to English, the word that you use last will most often be used first in your sentence order. For example, if I wanted to combine other words, I want it, for example, we talked about base te plus iku before, arite iku, that is combining the verb to come, to go, as well as to hashiru aruku, to walk or to run. The movement is the main part of the sentence that we're talking about. The beginning is the main part of the sentence that we're talking about. In reality, the verb before it is actually modifying the verb after. So I hope that is helpful. Please make sure to subscribe to this. Give us a 5-star rating review and tell me what episodes you do and do not like. And also, follow me on Instagram. I'll catch you guys next time. Jane.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.